Okay, we will call the special meeting of the Los Osos Community Services District Board of Directors for Tuesday, January 17th, 2023, to order. Would you join me with flag salute, please? Could we have a roll call, please?
Director Forcroy.
I'm here.
Director Gatchell.
Here.
Director Womack.
Present.
Vice President Ohulski. President Sesenia.
Here. Thank you, Laura. Okay, second agenda item is we're going to adjourn to closed session. Anticipated litigation pursuant to government code 54956.9 subparagraph D2, conference with district council regarding anticipated litigation related to the Vista de Oro incident, number of cases unknown. Do we have any public comment on that closed session item?
If you'd like to make a public comment and you're online, please raise your hand. If you're on your phone, *9. And if you're in the boardroom, please come up to the podium. There's no public comment online.
Okay, with that, we will bring it back to the board and go into closed session. We'll be back at 6 o'clock to re-adjourn into open.
Correct.
Yes. So now we'll move on to agenda item 6A, a review of the emergency contracting procedures per public contract code. Basically, this is a decision whether or not we're going to continue our. What's that?
I hate it. I'm really sorry to interrupt, but we missed agenda item 5. The audio wasn't working. Can you please just redo that one real quick?
Oh, the report out of closed session? That'll be easy. Yes, okay. District Council Minery again.
Thank you. The reportable action out of closed session was no reportable action. Direction was given to staff and legal counsel.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for making sure that we're on board. General action item 6A, basically this is considering whether or not to continue the emergency declaration that we declared last week. And Mr. Munns, you have a presentation.
A very brief presentation for you. Just wanted to review, if you remember at our last meeting, which was just last week, you know, I gave a presentation on what we were doing immediately after the disaster, and that was the bullet points I have here. You know, CAL FIRE crews, which continued on through this weekend as well. We have the front loaders and dump truck up on site. It's still there. They're going to come off site. Just for everyone's knowledge, I was up there. We did have minimal dirt piles, so they're going to pull some of that equipment to move up to Cambria for some emergency operations, and they'll be back at the end of the week. Of course, we have the porta potties still there. Roll-offs are being circulated through. We'll continue that. We had the California Conservation Corps on site through Friday. I heard they did a very good job. And so that's kind of a recap of where we were. What I did want to get into is what we've been doing kind of on the other side, out of the neighborhood and up in the basin. Right after, it was the Tuesday morning, we had geotechnical experts up there looking at it. Yay and Associates, we had M&S engineers, there'll be our civil engineers on looking at a design and fix for that. We have an amazing contractor, Hartzell Construction. They're the ones that have been providing the neighborhood cleanup effort and as well as helping us with the emergency fix. We have Mission Country Disposal, of course, for the roll-offs. Down out on Pietro Road, Saturday, we needed road safety devices, the K-Rail, they call it. So Pacific Petroleum has been doing that. And of course, we have legal obligation, legal fees for attorneys. As you can see in the estimated costs, we're well over $200,000 to date. Some of this is still, I haven't had any invoicing yet. That's why I can't be a little more precise on some of these numbers. But we have spent a significant amount of money for the efforts to date. So with that, that's my update. What we, as Chuck was alluding to, that per public contract code, we have to keep visiting this because basically right now we're hiring those consultants that you saw without going out to bid. And that's legal under the emergency declaration that we've done for the public contract code. And so we'll need 4/5 vote again to, after your review, to continue that. And so staff is recommending that you do adopt the resolution as part of the agenda packet to allow us to continue the efforts that we've been doing. That is my presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Munns. Do we have any comments or questions from the board right now? Okay, I know everybody's pretty happy with the efforts that we've been getting. Not happy with where we're at, but the efforts that we've been getting. I think the best thing to do right now is to take your questions. And try and respond to as many of them as we can. I mean, obviously, there's just a lot we can't say right now, except the kinds of things that we are doing in the short term. So with that, you have 3 minutes. And the way we kind of like to work this is ask all your questions, take you 3 minutes. We'll write them down. When everyone's done, then we'll address the questions. And then if there's a need for back and forth at that point, we'll get into that clarification of things that didn't get answered.
Maybe. Thank you. And also like to remind people online, I will be running the 3-minute timer here in the room, and I'll remind you when your 3 minutes are up. Thank you.
Okay. We'll start with maybe online comments. Are there any online public comments?
If you'd like to make a public comment and you are online, please raise your hand. All right, Emily, you just have to unmute yourself.
Hi, guys. I know it's Emily Miggins. I know it's a real frustrating time. I'll just say that after living through a complete neighborhood burn down in 1993 in a major city in San Francisco, and then being at Ground Zero directly for 9/11, as chaotic as both were, the government really moved into place just to help calm people down and say, yeah, we don't have a solution right now, but we're working on it. Please put your name and number down. And I really, as being out there, my dog had surgery during the storm and the CSD basin break, so I couldn't get there to my neighboring neighborhood until Wednesday, but I've been there every day working, bagging, you know, sand, rocks, helping people move stuff, etc. And just the delayed presence of government at all levels. And I've heard a lot of finger pointing between levels of government. It just wasn't great. And I will tell you, if I would not have had Red Cross show up when my neighborhood burned down, and I was, I think, 23 years old, and immediately buy me insulin, like at the corner at a drugstore, and hand me a voucher for temporary housing, I would have been homeless. In fact, a homeless woman did give me a sweater so I could stay warm. And I just want to say, it would be really nice to know in the future that we can work on things. And that's kind of why I have the emergency and preparedness site, and we haven't had a town hall to talk about evacuation, et cetera. It would be great. I got to see my parents for the first time today over in Morro Bay, and their whole area is washed out as well. They're fine, but you know, they had COVID, they didn't have food, and that's my job, is to get my parents food. And yet we have the same age group over in on Vista Court in Montana Way, and I've been over there all week. I'd just like to say we can do better. I know we can do better. I've been in training for this stuff. We've got to get this together, because this isn't the last natural disaster we're going to have. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment?
There's no other comment online.
Okay. Thank you, Laura. So we'll return to, in-house public comment, please. Step to the microphone. Identify yourself, give your name, and we'll try and answer questions.
Thank you very much. My name is Annette Sheely, and I'm a moderator for a Facebook group called Support Los Osos. And when I saw on Tuesday morning what had happened, I put out an urgent message for people to come and help. I've kind of stepped into a role of being kind of a point person up there. But I have no training in this. I'm not an emergency person. I'm not an engineer. I'm not even a volunteer coordinator, really. I'm a volunteer mom. And I would like to ask you guys to put on your agenda to get someone who can relieve me of duty. I have a vacation I've been planning in about 10 days. And then a little bit after that, I'm going to be working full time. And so I would love to take everything I have and give it to someone who's official, who has excellent communication skills, who has good energy, who knows how to communicate to big groups of people at a time. I would love to support a peaceful transition to something like that. So that's what I'm asking. Thank you very much.
Thank you. It's a wonderful job you've been doing. That website is, it's been awesome. Who else has comments or questions? Step right up, please.
Hi, I'm Diana Bowlby, and I'm 44 years on Pine, and I haven't heard a whole lot about Pine. On the 12th meeting, the 12th of this month, I heard that it was kind of rare for Pine to flood, and that was news to me because it floods yearly. I've had two extensive damage periods in 2 years. Last week was one of them, and my whole downstairs was flooded with water and mud, the entire downstairs. I had only had that carpeting and that flooring for 2 years because I was flooded 2 years ago. And this goes on and on regularly. And what happens if I've called everybody, Bruce Gibson, County Planning, Fire Department. I mean, I don't know who else to call, but what happens is it comes pouring down Pine and only floods on one side, which to me is a design error. There is a grate and a drain on the east side. That side does not flood. If you drive down it, there's no sandbags. There's no problem with them. If you drive down Pine on our side, the west side, there's railroad ties, 2x4s, wattle, all kind of sandbags because we flood. And we flood regularly. And I don't know what to do about it. Also, Loma was recently paved. And I was told they were supposed to put in drainage and that it's perpendicular to my block. And to my knowledge, there is not drainage and no one's ever even gone out and looked. Now I could be wrong because I don't know if they have or not, but there is Loma coming from a hill hitting Pine that's already a river and it all ends up in our houses. So the neighbor to this side put out gallons and gallons of water out of her house. Mine's totaled on the bottom. The next door neighbor has it in the kitchen and in the garage, a whole bunch of flooding. So my main question is, I've done everything, I've called everyone, who might know how to actually fix this? Because I'd love to keep living here and I can't, I retired and now I'm spending all my money on flood damage. It's ridiculous. So I'd really appreciate any guidance, any person, anybody. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, members of the public and members of the board. My name is Gary Orbach. I live at 245 Vista Court. I've lived there for 46 years. I've lived in Los Osos for 48 years. And looking back in the past, there we used to get quite a bit of rain. If you go check the annual rainfall back in the late 70s, early 80s, I believe we got up to 30 inches of rain on some of those years. And never has there been a problem except when Anastasia Construction graded that property without permits, and it caused some of the neighbors to have a little bit of a flooding problem back in the past. But never has there been a problem with rain coming down into the streets like happened there. So I disagree with calling this a natural act. This was an act due to the failure of infrastructure that the county, I believe, put in 1972. I don't know how many times it's been improved or whatever. I'm not blaming the present board or the present manager, because I think they've inherited a lot of this stuff over the years. But I will say that it has really devastated the neighborhood. My home was one of the last ones hit. I can survive it. I'm already starting to put things back. It's nowhere near devastated like many of these people's homes was. This is brutally destroyed their lives. I'm serious, and I'm sure you know that too. So I think that we need to, the members of the board need to step up and do whatever they can to be in deal in honesty. I know you're honest. I wouldn't question your integrity, but do what is right to help these people, because I know people that are going to be wiped out, you know, even like myself. Which was one of the least, it's going to cost me, I know, absolutely at least $40,000 to $50,000 to put in new mitigate mold. I started that right away on Tuesday or Wednesday. I started it, hired a company. So this is really an impact on people's lives. Now, I've heard that the insurance company for the CSD, this is word of mouth, has hired a person that's supposed to come this weekend and go around and assess people's damage of their homes. Also look into what was the reason for this failure, the facts. Okay, but I, looking back on my experience, I kind of question, is that an unbiased person? And when they're working for the insurance company, they may have to dole out a lot of money on this if it ever proceeds further than into a lawsuit. I kind of question whether that's really an unbiased party to be investigating. Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Anything else? Anyone else? Step to the microphone, please. Don't be shy.
Hey folks, my name is Ernest Visconti. I live at 241 Montana Way, just below Vista Court. And my home was pretty much demolished. I know there are other homes that are suffered worse, and I don't want to get into pointing fingers, and I'm not even sure how to formulate a question at this point, but I did see an amazing response with the neighborhood. And I can't say that this whole disaster was worth it, but to see how everyone pulls together is absolutely heartwarming. There's a lot of rumors going around about this was said and that was said and this isn't done and that was done. I'm not trying to point fingers, but I just kind of brief you of, you know, our situation and probably many others. Like all the walls are out of my house. We had a foot of water, a couple feet of water in the back. All the drywall is out. My son is sleeping in the garage, which I don't know if anyone wants to shed a tear over that, but I do every night. My daughter is upstairs. She seems to be unaffected because she's upstairs. My wife and I purchased an RV about 2 years ago, and we're parked out front. I can't even make a fist right now just from nonstop work. I mean, my son helps me when he can. My mother-in-law broke her hip. My wife was a caregiver, and thank God she wasn't there when this happened. The day before, she broke her hip and went out on an ambulance, and the following day we had this. If we had to deal with that with her there, I don't know how we would have done it. I could think of a million things that could make it worse, but I haven't heard anyone talk about making it better. I'm just working feverishly to try to get my own thing in order. And I know neighbors are jumping in where they can, but I haven't even had any time to go to any of these meetings, and I'm not even sure what this is necessarily, but it sounds like some kind of place to vent and at least talk about it. I've heard talk about FEMA. We've had an adjuster come to my place, and I know that flood and mudslide stuff is not covered, but if you watch that video from the neighbor at the end of the street who shows the water coming down the street, it's like a 15-minute video, you should observe that it looks pretty clear, you know, like there wasn't a storm going on. And I know that we wouldn't have had this problem if whatever infrastructure didn't fail. I mean, I'm behind everything Gary said. I don't want to reiterate that, but we would have just had rain. So I do not want to be lumped in with you're the victim of a flood or a mudslide, because we are not, because we were perfectly housed until the thing broke. So however the remedy, the response to that breaking, whatever that is, it's needed, because the insurance company is talking about stuff and there's some gray areas, I know, but just some answers. Yeah. All the volunteers were amazing. The CCC, the conservation, everyone was amazing. But now, you know, we're doing this cleanup, but, you know, you could add stuff up. It's a $10,000 wood floor and it's drywall. And I just gave an $11,500 deposit. You know, when you think of a deposit, like, hey, give me $100 and I'll hold that.
Yeah.
$11,500. I just retired in May. I was law enforcement working for the state. If $11,500 is a deposit that I put on a credit card, I'm worried about what the last thing is. That's coming in a couple of days. So I'm funding this on a credit card, but this is going to be a disaster if we don't get some funding in and figure the rest of this out. I'll leave it at that.
Thank you. Just go ahead and step up to the microphone.
Hi, I'm Sharon Van Loon, and I need to keep my mask on. I hope you can hear me. I live at 233 Montana Way, second house in. Sorry. And so my house was yellow tagged. It's called restricted. Personally, I'm now finding out I can't be in the house. I go get things and tend to it, but I do have lung situation. I'm compromised. I actually spent 4 hours a day trying to get my prescriptions renewed, and that's another hassle. But so my question is, so housing, if we can't live in our homes because of it, I have full standing water underneath. And here I was kind of thinking I was safe because only the yard and the garage got completely destroyed with debris. I did end up with a free big can of a plastic container of liquid detergent. Now, apparently that came over the fence. So the house right below me is higher than me, and it blew the door off, came charging and blew the door off. So the only consolation, I guess, is part of their garage or part of their yard is down lower, but things were coming up and over and under. So is it correct that we filed the claim at readyslow.com or .org, excuse me, because I did that. And, you know, I can't really estimate. And I also filed a homeowner's claim. So they're not coming out till Friday. So I'm hearing, and again, rumors, which I don't like to listen to, that we're not going to be covered by our homeowners. So at this point, are we eligible for FEMA funds, and how soon if we are yellow tagged or red tagged? I would say mine must be salmon color by now because I can't live in it. It's not quite red, but anyway, those are my questions. Is there anything else we need to do? Any other form we need to fill out? So thank you. Alberto.
Thank you. I'll let her have another shot. Thanks. Annette, did you have something else?
I do have one more quick question. Okay. That somebody else's question reminded me of is people have been told to fill out the slowready.org form, and we've also encouraged them to fill out the LOCSD form. And I just want to ask if you guys can address tonight any time frame that you're aware of. Excuse me. When I had a flood in the past, our insurance company was able to walk us through the whole step and tell us what was going to happen next. And when people are hearing that they have asbestos in their homes, that's just terrifying for some. And we don't know, well, what does that do to this next step of the process? So I'm just wondering if you can give any kind of time frame that you might know about what monies might be available at what point, that sort of thing, just kind of walk us through. And if the answer is we don't know, that's cool. You know, there's a lot that's unknown, but I would just like to be able to hear, what do you know at this point that might be able to help people? And what can we do besides filling out the forms? Because I know that's a huge priority. What else can we do to kind of help move things along? Thank you very much.
Hi, Liz Peterson. I'm a tenant and I'm one of the homeowners on Vista. And I have maybe a couple of the answers that people are looking for. I am trying to coordinate all of the homeowners, and I've been looking for Ernest. Please talk to me after the meeting. The Montana Way. Basically, the biggest priority at this point would be to get in the claim forms for the CSD so that the independent adjuster, when she comes on, she's coming to the houses on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So I will be trying to schedule with everyone in the next 2 days what day would be best for the homeowner for them to be available. She will be basically doing measurements and pictures of your property. And not necessarily, you don't need to have a list of all of your belongings at that point. There are several people on Pine Street that are in dire need of housing. And I've counted approximately now one family and two other houses of people that are going to be without housing in the next couple of days. And it's a very desperate situation. It's not going to be in time for the FEMA and Red Cross to come in. So it's definitely going to be something that is going to need to be community organized, if that's possible. The Office of Emergency Services today gave me forms, so that there's a lot of forms going around. There's basically two forms that need to be filled out. One is the CSD claim form. Once that is in, then make sure that any of the other claim forms, whether it's the, you know, individual assessment, the community assessment, the county assessment, any of those can be filtered in. They can be handed in to me. If you don't have internet, I will help you fill them out. Those are the most important thing to get enough numbers so that President Biden declares the county of San Luis as a major disaster area. And then once FEMA does the assessment next week, that will most likely bring in the money that everybody is needing to move forward with the things. I'm out of time, but okay, thank you. Let's see. The Pine Street is a major, because of what happened up on Vista and Montana, unfortunately, Pine Street has gotten a little bit, it's gotten a little bit overlooked, but there are needs that if that can be gotten out on Facebook and stuff like that, that there are major needs down there that need to be addressed, but that is on the county side of things. So that paperwork and those calls need to go into the county. That's not the CSD. Right? Yeah, it's not the CSD. So it's not that I don't believe that. It's not that Ron doesn't want to help. It's a matter of just, it goes through the county. So those calls need to go into the county. But it is a part of Los Osos, and Los Osos definitely wants to help. And so we're doing everything we can to get you and your neighbors the help and aid that you need. So please let us know how we can, help you individually get the help that you need. And we'll get that to you as soon as possible. And then, as far as remediation goes, some people are getting remediation very soon. And some people, it's like kind of been an individual house process. And so I think it's just gonna be, if we talk, I can help, refer you to certain companies. Certain companies have like a 4-month waiting list before they can come out. Other companies are a little bit better. And I think it's kind of like, the squeaky wheel gets the grease kind of situation. But it's going to be a little bit worse after this storm for like all construction companies right now. But for some of us, it's what we do for a living, and we just kind of know which buttons to push, and we'll help you do whatever we can to get that situated. So if there's any way that I can help, I definitely will. But the biggest thing is one person on the homeowner side having a list, and there's a few houses I don't have, including most importantly the Montana Way. So if you could please help me get those figured out, and then another contact point for Pine Street, that would be great. And so I'm sorry it took up so much time.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, and the independent adjuster coming Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You don't need to be at your home. If you want to line that up with me, that would be fantastic. I can let them in. I would really appreciate about maybe two or three people with a construction background or architecture background that could help with measuring and drawing, so that we can get through all of the houses as quickly as possible in the time frame that we have available.
So, and now you said that's our adjusters that are coming.
Yes, and
it's an independent adjuster.
Right, but sent from our insurance company. Yes.
And that's why it's so important to have those claim forms, because if you don't file the claim, I don't think they're going to come.
No, well, I have blank forms.
Just give us the online site for CSD.
Yeah.
Yes, they're on the website, and we have them in our office.
Yes. It's here, and I have some blank copies, and on the claim forms, it's important that if anybody lives with you, they file a claim form also. So if you have a question, file a claim. You can always drop the claim or withdraw the claim. You can't file it later. Yes. If it's over 10,000, you put unknown, and just put unknown at this time, to be determined, because you don't know at this time. If they have materials that were, possessions that were lost, though, that's the thing. Again, you can always take out the names, but you can't add them after a certain date, And so again, you don't need to list any materials. You don't need to list what work is needed to be done on your house. That's all gonna come out. And your numbers don't need to match your FEMA numbers. Like say you estimate you know, $100,000 on your house, and FEMA is $200,000. They're not going to go through and say, well, why you didn't, you know, they're going to say like, oh, if it's a huge, huge number, they're going to say, oh, well, why maybe this discrepancy? But then you're going to say, it was 24 hours after the event, and I had no idea that they were going to find asbestos, or I had no idea I was going to have to replace all my drywall. Like,
get it filed. Get the process started.
So get the process started.
So Liz, are you available? How can these people get a hold of you? We can have the boardroom open after this meeting.
Available after this meeting. And I have cards I can give you, and Annette has my number, and Terry has my number, Gary has my number.
She'll get those cards around to you.
Right.
I'll give you. No, I'm with the homeowners. I'm not part of the CSD, so I'm just kind of acting as a advocate for the homeowners, getting the homeowners organized.
One last thing.
Yes.
Did you say FEMA would be in town next week?
Yes.
Monday.
Okay.
They're doing their damage assessment for the entire county.
Right.
But they'll be in Los Osos, I believe, starting Monday.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Right.
Okay.
And nobody, I don't think anybody is doubting that the money will come through.
No, but the needs are immediate.
But the needs are, I know.
And that's, yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Any other public comment? Please step to the microphone.
I have a question.
Yeah, he just needs to get up and get in line.
One question. I'm a little confused. Is this person that's going to be coming Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, is this actually a person that was hired by the CSD's insurance company?
It's from our liability policy holder.
Okay. So it is an official thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you for being patient.
Hello. My name is Carl Holland. I live at 1952 Pine Avenue. And like this lady over here, we received a lot of water damage. Our house is on the eastern side of Pine Avenue, but it's the house with the storm drain. However, before the storm hit, the storm drain was about 80% blocked with sedimentation. So when the storm came through, it actually blew off the manhole, sending all of Pine Avenue's water through our house for about 45 minutes until we managed to get the manhole back on. We've got it kind of sandbagged down right now, but I kind of had to stand vigil over the last big storm so it didn't pop off again. It's about 95% blocked with sediment now, so it could be leading to issues further down Pine Avenue. So I just wanted to point that out. I called the county public works about it. You know, they took it down, but you know, obviously no one came out in between, you know, the first storm and the next big storm. But just want to let folks know about that, at least on Pine Avenue. Thanks to Annette and Liz, we've been very helped by the community. My family and I are out of our house right now with someone in the community helping us. Got two boys, one at Monarch Grove. So we are just trying to kind of keep things together. Got a lot of water damage. We have a remediation company, hopefully scheduled to come within the next couple of weeks to assist with that. But I know we're not in the community services district, so we're just trying to follow up on those avenues. I guess one of the questions I have is the bins and the rollaways in Vista Court, would they perhaps be available for folks who needed to? I've got a lot of drywall and carpeting that essentially is needs to be disposed of. Are there any places that the CSD has that might be available for something like that, or do I need to organize that?
I don't have a personal problem with that. I don't know how full those roll-offs are getting up at Vista. I'm pretty full again. They're rotated in and out.
I don't want to take away from the efforts on Vista.
Oh, I understand that, but you took a beating as well.
I would just say, don't ask.
Yeah, use them.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you very much, everybody.
Okay. Do you have? Okay. Sure.
Again, I'm Ernest Visconti. 11 years we've owned that house now. The day that it happened, I ran to St. Louis to buy supplies, unknown if anything will be covered. I just save all my receipts and write on the back and document what it was for. But when I was gone, I thought my family would stand fast. I didn't know they would be out there. But again, everyone pulled together. So even my own family and daughter and son were out shoveling the water and the mud out of the curb and whatnot. And my son got splashed in the face with a mess load of it, you know, because everyone was working. And 30 minutes later, he went in and he's been puking and sweating and nauseous ever since. So I'm concerned what's in the water. When it was gathered in my backyard, there's video and document. It was just sludge. It was just white sludge. And I've just been calling it sewage, because if it goes up above 4 feet in someone's house, that's above the toilet. And what rolls downhill? I mean, so that's what was in my son's mouth and face, and he's been nauseous with it. So I don't know if there's any been testing of the water, but certainly that would be a concern. And I would just caution people to use the word flood, because we didn't have a flood. You know, we had something break, and that caused water in the house. But anyway, if we could talk about what's in that water and how concerned I have to be about my son. He is feeling a little better. It's been a few days, but that's all.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah. Okay. Becky McFarland, just neighborhood volunteer. I've been up there every day since Wednesday. And as Emily was saying, we can do better than this. I mean, I have some friends that live there and many new friends that I've made. These people are homeless, they're traumatized, and there hasn't been any like counseling type help. There should be a table there where someone, I don't know, is it a CSD person? Who is it? Someone that can be there at a table and be there. I mean, we need official people there. They show up, some come to get pictures taken and say a few things. And some of you have shown up and shoveled, but a lot of people haven't. They just came and it's like a photo op. And some of them were talked to about that yesterday, that they need to see that people in charge are there helping. And like I said, some of you have been there and I appreciate that. But I mean, just going and seeing the looks on their faces, I mean, all of you should be there and see that and go give some hugs, because this is, it's a disaster. And there are no answers for them right now. And we need more help. There was very few people there today. Hopefully we'll have more tomorrow, but a lot of shoveling. Those dumpsters are almost full. Tomorrow we're hoping to get a bunch of stuff into them. They need to be emptied so that these people on Pine, sure, come up and put things in, but they're almost full already. And I came by and gave you guys sandbags on that day. There was nobody around and they're all down there on Pine. I lived on Ramona at the bottom of Pine for 12 years. That street floods all the time. It's a river. And then it becomes a lake at the bottom. Water flowing through the county's Midtown section, that thing fills up and blows out and has gone across private property. And it's like a Grand Canyon through there. That was poorly designed. And it goes in that man's house at the end of, I think it's Ash. His house had water in the garage and in the house. And I don't know if anybody went down there to help him, because that seems small compared to the other. But yeah, we need some help. And we need people showing up at like FSC meetings, learning about emergency awareness and helping your neighbors. People don't know what to do. And there needs to be somebody there saying, you know, who is it? Who's supposed to be there and tell them, this is what you do next. Today, it's this. Tomorrow, it's this. The next day, it's this. In this many days, you know, there's no one. Is there anyone telling you guys what to do? Well, right. And awesome on Liz. You know, the board was put up by Cal Fire where things could be posted. Is there anything on there that really has helped you? I mean, the meeting, some people, I think Ernest and others, and was it Sharon? Did you know when the meeting was happening?
It was a rumor.
Well, right. Someone should be telling them that some of them aren't on the internet. Go door to door and hand out a flyer. Tell people what's happening. Put it on those boards. I wrote CSD meeting tonight on there. Sorry, I get out of breath with this. I was a camp director, so I've done this kind of stuff, but it's not my job. It's got to be somebody's job. When we have our supervisors show up and ask Annette to call the Red Cross, something is wrong. I called and said, called OES, where is the Red Cross? So things are not in place to take care of people in this town. And we all need to come together and fix that. And show up tomorrow. Help us out. A lot of people, I mean, their houses are incredible. If you haven't been inside, some of them are starting to smell like mold. I mean, it's, and they don't even know what to do yet, some of them. So please show up. And thank you, Annette. Thank you, everybody that's been helping, because it's been really awesome. But more help is needed. Oh, one last thing, that on a, is it on a Sazi property? Water is coming off of that. I contacted Julie Tacker to see if maybe we can get Jeff Edwards or whatever. Some kind of channel needs to go off of that into the road, because yes, I've been told it's not CSD water, but your water flattened all the grass. So it's rolling off of there into little Alice, who's 82, with a son with MS, going blind, going deaf. It's going into Henry's yard, Vicky's. You got more on the other day from the rain. That grass isn't going to pop up right away and stop water for people. So we need wattles or sandbags or whatever. I know you had to get permission to go up there to fix the basin or do whatever up there, but we need you guys to contact them. I don't need to be contacting Anasazi and Jeff Edwards to ask that. Thank you.
Okay, any other public comment tonight? You got more for us, Liz?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. I do have some forms. I don't know if I have enough for everybody, but there are forms for if your insurance company flat out turned you down. There are some options that might be available to you. And some insurance companies are possibly paying out certain portions of damages, you know, on damages. So, huh? I know, and I'll help you go over, I'll help everybody go over them. The biggest need right now is knowing individual, like Alice, get her getting phone calls, you know, things like that, individual needs on every house for this disaster. You know, we just need to make sure that everybody's getting contacted for meetings and things like that. So better communication, I think, between us so that, you know, I can get better communication to, absolutely, to the homeowners. And it is okay. We'll make it better, I promise. And I'll do everything I can, I promise.
Okay, thank you, Liz. Okay. You've had a couple comments. Do you have really something new?
Yes, I wanted to speak to the issue that just came up about the Anastasia property. That's, you know, under the federal Fish and Wildlife in Ventura's jurisdiction because of the banded snail that I believe is supposed to be there. So anything that has done it, I'm sure Ron is familiar with this, has to be cleared through the Federal Fish and Wildlife Service. And I just wanted to bring that up because that's what happened previously, as I mentioned in my previous statement, that they graded there. This has been like 30 years ago. They started grading when they thought they were going to get a development. So I just want to make you aware of that. Thank you.
Hello.
I'm sorry. My name is Evelyn, and I just wanted to make a brief comment about the comments that I've heard about. Really, it speaks to the issue of governance, and all of you are sitting here in really very difficult situations. And I look at the homeowners here who have suffered. I personally, years ago, had water issue. I am not. I've been up on Vista Coat, you know, shoveling some sand, but not nearly to the level of some of these other volunteers. I think what concerns me is, really, we live in a community services district, and really, this is a regional issue, and really, there is regional assistance that we really need. There's a storm water drainage issue in Los Osos. There's water issue. And so this is speaks to, it doesn't matter where you are in Los Osos. If you are trying to protect your property and berming your property, and as I'm sorry, I didn't know your name, but as you talked about, not a flood, but a failure. And so when somebody does something on property and that it, you know, the consequences that happen later, we need a plan from not just our CSD, but really from the bigger plan of what happens to homeowners. There is water everywhere in Los Osos. And we don't have, you know, when I was here in 95 and was told the 100-year flood, it's not a 100-year flood anymore. We're having events happening, you know, 69, 73, in the 80s, and now in the 90s. And here we are, 2023. And I'm so sad for people to continue. I look at this woman and I'm just awed and impressed with your skills. But I think to myself, what if something happens to you? And who's the point person if the volunteers? So I think that speaks to what we need to do as a community to really have a system and structure in place to address any kind of event so that nobody is left on a street feeling like, well, you know, the community, we rely on our neighbors. We do. And that's the strength of this community. But if something happens to somebody, I think we need to look at what is the bigger structure that needs to happen in our community. So it doesn't matter where you live. So thank you very much. And thank you for your efforts. And thank you for all of you.
Okay. Do we have any further public comment questions? Any of that? We'll try and answer some of these then.
Tuck, I have
yes, online. One more I forgot. On. Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Emily, do you want to just give that resource real quick?
Yeah. So I just thinking through listening to, you know, Annette and Liz. So Liz, let's hook up. There's a feature that I can use through Los Osos Fire and Emergency Preparedness or Facebook, which is an extension of the Los Osos Fire Safe Council focus group. And it's a chat. I haven't used it, but it's a chat page where we can say, you know, to folks, and monitor it, you know, put your name and address, you know, or contact Liz for support with insurance adjustment, or, you know, and I was thinking somewhere in Slo County, it might be in Slo Direct, it might've been in Avila. I know that all over the Bay Area, we could organize, this is to the CSD, we could organize with Public Works for any future storms, since the damage won't be cleaned up, adopt a storm drain, adopt a storm drain. During the worst of storms, it was hilarious in the Oakland Hills. People go out with their push broom, and sometimes they're sponsored by Public Works, and they push the leaves off, you know, the storm drain, and it helps. Like every hour during the worst of storms, just to push leaves off. It was interesting because in helping down at the end of the court, you know, at 49, I had both hips replaced, and I'm a type 1 diabetic. I lost my pump during this whole thing, shoveling sand, whatever. And the woman I was working with, a volunteer, you know, has MS. We're lifting a 200 pound tool table. But I think what we need to do for the next storm, even if it's a late storm, we know that we have water intrusion happening. I think we can pick subject areas of like not replacing government, but helping government, kind of get the lower level items, like pushing debris off the drain. Chief Provence and I, we, you know, as the sun was coming down, we grabbed, I think it was Don's wattle, and I had young people there bagging, and we were bagging and waddling around that storm drain. And he just offhand said, if it would have been kept clear, more water would have gone down into it. Not on the initial, you know, break of the basin, but, you know, in the days after, just to stop the flow. So let's think of things like that. And, you know, Liz and Annette, if you want to hand like those smaller things off, and we can start specific chats about each thing where people want to lend a hand, I think it would help. That's it.
Thank you, Emily.
And then
I just said something quick.
No other online comment?
No, there was one written in comment.
One more, okay.
Just RJ just wrote, San Luis Obispo County was added to the major disaster declaration 30 minutes ago. Yeah. So, and there's no further public comment online or written in.
That's good, okay.
Okay.
Do you have something totally new?
Well, it pretty much new. The sandwich sign that Paul Provence, he had his guys build those, that's open to you guys to use too. Like, I thought it was just for them, but I talked to him this afternoon. So if you have something at your house that needs to be done, or Liz, we need to, if we could put contact things there, or Annette, anything, we put those numbers there. Or if you have numbers or things that people need to know, like what are the forms, we can staple them up there. But
that's a good point. Communication for everybody on those boards.
Here's a question though for Ernest, and was it Sharon? You guys are down on Montana, and so you're not seeing all. Well, right.
Seen it, but personally, like he said, I'm almost ill when I go up around the corner just to try to meet with people and whatnot, and I'm wearing a mask.
I
can't even be up there.
Well, that's why I was wondering. There's two of those. Yeah. Right. Okay. Okay. Because there's another one of those
residents
signs.
Yeah. We have to. Okay. Control. Yeah. Becky. Okay. Take that off sideline, please. That kind of coordination, so we can move on with the business meeting.
I just wanted to catch them before they got out the door, but there is another sign. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, we have some questions that we can try and answer. I'll start with Pine Street, because I think I said something the other day that got some people annoyed. I was specifically referring to those instances where the flooding originates at the Midtown site behind Morrow Shores and then moves to what, Skyline, down Broderson, Ash, works its way to Pine. Pine gets way more flooding than just from those events. I don't know if it all comes down just Pine. If some collects at Ash and then kicks out the culvert. I drove by when that situation was going on the other day when the manhole was off, and there was a lot of water on the east side, which we don't normally
President see. Cesania, I just want to caution you as far as opining on
things
that we just don't know right now.
No, I don't know. But county, that would be the county's responsibility. Yep. Okay, so the other questions.
Well, let me try. I tried to, you know, a lot of great comments. I'm glad everyone's here tonight to be able to express themselves. This is a tragedy. There are a lot of things we just don't know. And you have to understand the CSD is a very small organization. You know, we have someone that answers the phone, someone that does our billing, and then our water crew and myself. So they're really isn't a person except myself to do what you're asking for. But that said, we have the Liz's, we can find others, and we can help provide the information. I wish I could go sit at a table down there, but then a lot of other things don't get done. And I apologize for that. You know, it has been a little disappointing how we haven't had a lot of help from outside agencies, but I'll leave it at that. And that's where some of the things we're talking about, something that I can do better in the future is hopefully there'll be some sort of a debriefing after all this, that we can go out and say, well, where was Red Cross at this point, or where was the county OES, or, you know, I can't say enough about our CAL FIRE crew here. You know, they are just outstanding. What do we know? We'll know more after the investigators from SDRMA, our organization where we have our liability policy, complete their investigation and do their work. And I apologize how long this is taking. As you can see, just working with your private homeowners insurance, things aren't moving fast right now. And that is not trying to comfort you at all, because that's is no comfort, but that's what we do know. We don't really have a lot of information at this time. Wanted to say something about the health concern. That's a tough one, because, you know, this was water coming off the road in Cabrillo State that goes into that basin, but you're absolutely right that at some point it could have been contaminated coming through the neighborhood. And that's something we, you know, there, by the time all that water rushed through and hit, you know, the bay down at the end of Pecho Valley Road, it's gone now. So I, you know, there might be some residual in the sand and mud around the houses, but we don't have any water quality testing results there. I did want to say something that we talked about as a board and staff is having weekly meetings to have more of a study session. It was kind of how this was turning into. This is a Brown Act meeting. They're a little more structured. We're only supposed to allow 3 minutes. You know, we need to have more of these types of meetings to provide more information. So we'll do a better job of getting that information out. I think it was Becky that said, you know, it's, you know, we can put up on the board anyway. We want to keep an open forum to make sure you're getting all the information we have. You know, we're not trying to withhold anything. It's just, we don't know where this is going yet. I think it was Evelyn brought up a really good point, which was kind of in the works. Many of you probably weren't aware of the incorporation discussion that we had about becoming a city and how, you know, that isn't going to go anywhere. We financially aren't able to do that out here. But what it did do is stimulate a conversation on what do we want this community to look like. And I'm working with LOCAC, and we'll start working with service clubs and others to kind of start doing some open forums about that. You know, what does Los Osos want to be? And it's really up to us. And when you get into the drainage issue, it is. I've lived here since 1975, and it's same place as flood. Some got a little better after the sewer project because they put in infiltrators, but that was mainly in roadways and intersections. So the bottom line, all this is going to take money. And it's up to us. The money isn't coming from outside. You know, there may be grant funding for things here and there, but it is ultimately going to be up to us. But I think that was an excellent comment, and it's something that we need to talk about as a community. Those were the main ones that I can answer. And if I missed something, I apologize.
Bottom line is, we'd like to be writing checks to take care of your problems right now, but we don't have those kind of resources, and it's going to take a while to resolve that. But the good news is that the adjusters are coming out. That's a big step, that we're at least getting the right people to look at your places and start the process, because we can't resolve the process if we don't start it. We thank you for coming out tonight. We do have, let's see, one more agenda item.
No, we need to make a motion on resolution. Yes, we need the resolution to affirm.
The reason we're here.
Yeah. Okay. I'll make a motion. I recommend that the board adopt resolution 2023-04, reaffirming the delegation and authority to the general manager or his designee pursuant to public contract code section 22050 subsection B to enter into emergency public works contracts.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second. Could we have a roll call vote, please, Laura?
Vice President Ohelski.
Yes.
Director Gatchell.
Yes.
Director Forcroy.
Yes.
Director Womack.
Yes.
President Cesenia.
Yes.
Okay, agenda item 7, public comment for items not on the agenda.
If you'd like to make a public comment and you're online, please raise your hand. And if you're in the boardroom, please come up to the podium.
Okay, with that, do you have something for us? Okay.
Yes.
I did want to comment the general manager for what he has done. He has been down to VistaCorp, I think, just about every day. And I believe he has done, my opinion, a very fine job. And I just wanted him to know that.
Agreed. Yeah, we appreciate Ron. We've known his talents around here for a long time, but this is a direction that we didn't know he would go. It could stretch. But we're worried about his lack of sleep, just like you. We are worried about our neighbors. We're going to have these meetings weekly. Try and get as much information to you as we can. I know the big questions are still out there. You know, when is help really on the way? There's been a lot of help this week. It's been the volunteer kind, and I hope it continues. We'll meet again in a week. The insurance adjusters will be out. We'll start using those message boards more. Liz, thank you. Evelyn, thank you for Annette, for the work that you guys have been doing. It's been amazing. And with that, we will adjourn.